Hello, hello. It's Melissa Brown, the homeschooling entrepreneur, and I'm back. Man, I can't believe it's been like 2 years since I've recorded one of these, and that is crazy. In that time, I've graduated a child. I brought my next oldest back home, now homeschooling 5 kids. We're using a couple different co-ops. Lots has changed. We've added another business to our repertoire over here. It's been a lot of changes. And I'm sorry I was gone for so long. Tell you what, I really let the enemy get to me. When COVID hit, well, actually, even before that, there's just a lot of drama in my family. I mean, there's 8 of us. There's bound to be drama. But on top of that, my husband and I both come from traumatic backgrounds, which caused a lot of stuff. And so these past couple of years, there's been a lot of counseling, there's been a lot of healing, there's been a lot of fighting, there's been a lot of stuff. But we're coming out on the other side. We're working through it. We're still here. My oldest daughter did graduate. She moved out. She's moving back home. I'm so excited about that. But guys, I've missed you and I'm really sorry because I know part of what's been going on and why I've been missing. It's because the enemy's been attacking me. Do you ever feel like when you have this great idea and then all of a sudden massive attack happens? Like you make ground in your business, right? You're moving forward. Things are looking great. And then all of a sudden your kids get sick. Your dog dies. Your car dies. Crazy stuff happens. And you're like, oh my goodness. And then you're all derailed and you're out of flow again. And you have to, you're just like, sinking, right? And you're trying to get your head above water again so you can move forward. And that just seems to be the cycle of life. I would also say there's a lot of resistance that comes up. Have you guys read The Art of War? The War of Art. The Art of War, The War of Art. The War of Art. That is the book. I didn't read the big one. The War of Art. That book is fantastic and it talks about resistance over and over. And I'll tell you, if you're a Christian, just change the word resistance to devil, enemy, and you'll be like, oh, yes, those are the patterns I struggle with. Oh, yes, that is what happens to me. And I'll tell you, with this situation, with the homeschooling entrepreneur, I know this is something, an area that I'm called to minister in. I absolutely love homeschooling. I absolutely am obsessed with entrepreneurship. And I want to help other moms and dads who feel that calling to thrive in both areas. I don't want us having to choose. I want us to be able to do well at both. And I think with tips and tricks and scheduling and accountability and all sorts of great stuff, you can make that happen too. And so I just want to apologize because I have really allowed the enemy to say to me, who are you to talk to these guys about this? Who are you? Your kids are bad at this and bad at that, and you're bad at this and you're bad at that. Like, what kind of expertise do you have to share with the world? And that's a thing. I really don't. I would not call myself an expert, but I've learned a lot of stuff along the path. You know, I've ran several businesses. Currently, I have a large business that does over $1 million in volume a year. And we've also started another business that is going to be doing the same. I believe this year actually did hit those same numbers. So we're working on a couple 6-figure businesses. And I also have 6 kids. Oh, 6. Okay, we don't want to go there. So we need to move that all to 7. Well, I'm not getting 7 kids. But let's, you know, we're going to be launching into 7-figure businesses and just working on getting our systems dialed in and helping things to just flow as easy as possible. So all that to say, I'm back. I am back. I'm here. I am going to fight that battle when that voice in my head creeps in and says, what could you share with them? What do you have to say? And I'm going to say, no, I'm here to be an encourager. I'm here to be a challenger. I'm here to be a motivator. And I'm not going to stop doing that. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. We're going to be back weekly. I have great ideas. If you have ideas, what you want to hear about, what questions you have, please message me. The Homeschooling Entrepreneur, I am on Facebook and Instagram, or Melissa Lottie Brown. You can find me on all the places. It's going to be fun. I've got some interviews, and I had been, it's so, I can remember, I did a bunch of interviews 2 years ago, and I just got overwhelmed with like the editing and all those details. And I just realized I need to do what I can do in the time I have to do it, right? As a homeschooling entrepreneur, we have to be so mindful with our time. And I want to just come on here and speak freely, and I'm not going to edit. So you're going to hear my so's and my ums, and I'm going to work on my speech so that I keep having less and less of those. But I'm not going to be perfect, because I'm not perfect, and you're not perfect, and our kids aren't perfect, and that is all fine. But we are growing. We're working to get better and better and better. And I'm glad I'm on this journey with you. Thank you for being here. It's going to be an awesome year. I can feel it. I feel it. So thank you. Have a great day. I'm going to be back soon with more good stuff for you. We got this.